disappointingly, it still seems to be a real border issue in terms of rural crime, talking about stolen trailers and about stolen or missing cattle. So we've heard concerns from a number of machinery dealers about livestock trailers going missing, and the feeling is that they do go across the border and come back down again when, say, people stop looking for them. Or in the case of stolen and missing cattle, we have some figures that my colleague Niall Hurston has been working on, and it shows that actually Donegal was the hardest hit last year with 26 cattle going missing. And then as well in Monaghan, it had the highest 10-year figure. And so that's really concerning as well, with 375 cattle reported stolen or missing in that time.
And while farms continue to be somewhat easy targets for these criminals, there are very simple preventative measures that farmers can do are in and around the farm.
There are. I mean, we have been talking about CCTV before, and I think I've been on this radio station, and farmers out there will probably think, well, you know, what am I paying taxes for at the same time, for to call the guards to come out and for them to tell me to put more padlocks on my gates? You know, it's really frustrating for farmers out there to think that they're still easy pickings, essentially, for criminals. And it's got to the stage, especially with trailer theft, where I was talking to a machinery dealer and he said that a trailer came into his yard and the farmer wanted to trade it in, and they ran the serial number of the trailer and it turned out it'd been stolen 10 years before that, and the guards were actually called and repossessed the trailer. So the farmer, who's completely innocent, he bought the trailer online. He had nothing going out of the yard at all, and the repossessed trailer, the farmer who originally owned it, got a very nice surprise phone call to say, your trailer has turned up. But at the same time, people are thinking, well, that's not good enough, you know, that could happen. But that's how widespread trailer theft is. So it's a story there that if you are the victim of crime, or to prevent being the victim of crime, do take preventative actions, but also log the serial number of all your machinery if it has one, and also as well maybe mark it with your air code as well. So if it goes missing, then potentially you might have a chance to find it at some stage in the future.